begin. Heavenly Father, reveal your will to us. Amen. What a willful child. Now, what kind of a child could be called willful? It would have to be a child who is always trying to get his way. He asserts his will in such a way that he is hard to live with. Should we call God willful? Does God want to have his way in all things? Well, yes. But the difference between God and the child is this. The willful child is sinful and self-centered. God is neither. The child is interested only in what he thinks will make him happy. God is interested in achieving happiness for all his creatures, regardless of the sacrifice. The child's view of happiness is twisted by sin. God's view of happiness is perfect and sublime. If the child always gets his way, nobody is happy, not even the child. When God gets his way, happiness, eternal happiness, is provided for everybody. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we are saying that we want God to have his way at all times. Because God's way means happiness for us in this life and the unmarred, perfect, eternal happiness of heaven. So why wouldn't everybody pray, "Thy will be done"? Why would anybody want it any differently? Because the minds of people, the people of this world, are twisted by sin. We were that way. We once were dead in trespasses and sins in which we once walked. We all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We were incapable of seeing what happiness really is. We saw happiness in terms of the here and the now. We saw happiness in terms of the satisfaction of our own fleshly desires. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So where is the happiness in those kinds of things? But the will of the flesh is a powerful thing. Our flesh cries out for satisfaction. It pushes us strongly. Our flesh tells us that this is the way to happiness, this sinful way or that one. I remember seeing a bumper sticker once that said, "The wages of sin is whoopee." So it is that the world joins in the chorus with our flesh. Do it! Do it! We do, and we're happy. TV, movies, the internet, these make a mighty chorus of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, all singing the praises of sin and pretending that they're so happy. They can't envision any other road to happiness. They can't, because they have been blinded by the chief architect of sin, Satan. Satan, the father of lies, that old serpent, The venom from this serpent's bite numbs our minds so that even while we are wallowing in the pit of degradation, we think, ah, this is happiness. Even when we are ruining the life of somebody else, we think, well, at least I'm happy. Look at me laugh. However, like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This also is emptiness. Here's that kind of happiness that flares up quickly like a burning thorn bush and just as quickly dies out, leaving the fool all hollow and empty inside. The will of the flesh can only lead one to guilt and doubt and fear. Nevertheless, the sinner, deluded by Satan, goes on from sin to sin, thinking that the next sin will bring him happiness. The will of the devil, of the world, and of our own flesh, these are fiercely opposing the will of God. And that makes fools out of men. But as for us, we pray, Thy will be done. Why are we praying this? Why are we not joining in with the world? And of course, you know, it's because of Jesus. Jesus has set us free from that slavery to the will of Satan and to the will of the flesh. By fulfilling God's law for us, by taking upon Himself our sins and our punishment, He has liberated us from the unholy trio. Since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, we no longer should live the rest of our time in the flesh for the desires of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Thy will be done, that's our prayer. We're crying out for help from God. O Lord, help me. Satan, the world, and my own flesh are breathing down my neck. They want to capture me and drag me down into the darkness of their own evil wills. Help me to do your will as joyfully and completely as the angels do in heaven. God's will, His gracious good will, is rushing onward like a river surging towards the eternal destination. May God grant to us that we will be found in that ship which is being carried along by the flood of His gracious will. Then we will reach our happy destination, heaven. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be seated. And we'll close with the words of hymn 529, verses 3 and 4. 529.